begun. I've begun living all my life. All my love has been waiting for you. My life is sublime now that I'm giving all my love. You seem so lovely, so far above me, I'm almost afraid to look. But I adore you, I place before you a heart that's an open book. All my life, hold me close to your heart.
I'm sentimental, so I walk in the rain. I've got some habits even I can't explain. Could start for the corner, turn up in Spain. But why try to change me now? I sit and daydream, I've got daydreams galore. Cigarette ashes, there they go on the floor. I'll go away weekends, leave my keys in the door. Why try to change me now? Why can't I be more conventional? People talk, people stare, so I try. But that's not for me, 'cause I can see my kind of crazy world go passing me by. So let people wonder, let them laugh, let them frown. You know I'll love you till the moon's upside down. Don't you remember I was always your clown? Why try to change me now? Why try to change me now?
Under a blanket of blue, just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, the night is ours. Under a blanket of blue, let me be thrilled by all your charms. Darling, I know my heart will dance within your arms. A summer night's magic, enthralling me so. The night would be tragic if you were not here to share it, my dear. Covered with a heaven above, let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, under a blanket of blue. As summer night's magic enthralling me so, the night would be tragic if you were not here to share it, my dear. Covered with a heaven above, let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, under a blanket of blue.
Thank you. Right. Hello, everyone. I'm calling the meeting to order. This is the November 18th, 2015 meeting of the City of Goleta Parks and Recreation Commission. If we could have the call to order, please.
Thank you. Chair Richards.
Here.
Chair Hart, or Vice Chair Hart. Commissioner Barsky.
Here.
Commissioner Jones.
Here.
Commissioner Rojas.
Here.
Commissioner West.
Here.
Commissioner Sinskull.
Here.
Thank you.
Oh, and I guess we did this a little out of order. We will do the Pledge of Allegiance now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. We don't have any speaker slips, I assume, from the public?
I've not received any.
Okay. And I think we'll move ahead to item A, the consent calendar. Ms. Reyes-Lutin? Martin?
Yes, thank you. Chair and members of the commission, you have your minutes in your packet. And if there are any questions, we will take those. Otherwise, I'll have a motion to approve.
I'll move.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Great. Thank you. Item B, discussion action items. We have B1, the recreation needs prioritization.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the Parks and Recreation Commission. A continuation of some of the work that's been undertaken this year will occur tonight on the recreation needs assessment document. And Ms. Reyes-Martin will be conducting the staff report. We also have with us tonight here Ms. Rosemary Gaglione, our Director of Public Works and City Engineer, for some of the related discussion in the prioritization report that you'll have tonight on the rec needs assessment. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Ms. Reyes-Martin and look forward to a good discussion with the commission tonight.
Thank you, Chair and members of the Parks and Recreation Commission. Before we get started with our discussion tonight, I did just want to take a minute to acknowledge this milestone that we're reaching at this point with the rec needs assessment and with the commission itself. We've been in this process for well over a year, and through your really hard work in looking through the rec needs assessment and having discussions with staff over the course of your last several meetings on various topic areas, we've been able to compile all of your comments and put them together in a consolidated matrix that was included in your staff report. As we'll remind you, and for the benefit of those tuning in at home, we completed the recreation needs assessment in May of this year, and we embarked on this process over the course of three meetings, your meetings in July, August, and September, to take the recommendations included in that report by topic areas and discuss them as a commission and really hear from you what priority projects or areas of focus you would like the staff and the commission to work on over the next 1 to 2 years and maybe even over the next several years. And as we noted in the staff report, this doesn't mean that all of the recommendations that may not be in this matrix go away or are no longer important. As we've said all along, the needs assessment is a living document, and we will continually refer back to it, both staff and the commission. And in fact, we recommend doing an annual kind of check-in or status report with the commission to give you an update on where we are on things that the commission wants to study or further evaluate, as well as other projects that might be coming down the pipeline at the city that have a tie to some of these recommendations. So the items that are included in your attachment one of your report are those where, looking back at the videotape of your meetings and the minutes, were noted at least a couple of times by various different commissioners so that we gathered a consolidated list that has some consensus between at least several of the commissioners that are important projects. And you'll notice that some are very large endeavors, some may require some additional research, and some are those that have projects that are already happening that relate to them that we will continue to update the commission on. So what staff would like to do, and we hope that you all had a chance to take a look at this and refresh your memory on the conversations that we've had over the last several months, is what staff really would like to get from the commission tonight is a further refined couple of projects that we as staff can focus on for the commission over the next 1 to 2 fiscal years. They could be things that we do some research and come back to you, and as a result of that research, it ends up being shelved for a little bit longer, and then we can take something else from the list to look at. So it's not something that, you know, you'll have to be wedded to for the next 2 years, but we're really looking for a starting point for those items that you as a full commission really feel we should further investigate. As we have mentioned in the past, we're a lean organization and we all wear many hats, so it's difficult for us, you know, in an ideal world to go and research all of these and come to you with more information. But, you know, we have limited resources, so we'd really like to hear from the commission, and I'm so glad that everyone is here tonight, on those that you would really like us to focus on. And we're really glad to have Ms. Rosemary Gaglione here today because her department in public works definitely has a strong presence with a lot of these projects, and they're, in fact, responsible for many, many items that are on this list or have a tie with neighborhood services. So with that, I'll open it up to questions from the commission, and we hope that this will be somewhat informal as far as hearing from you if there are a couple that you really feel strongly that we should prioritize right away.
This list is in no order of priority, correct?
No, that's correct.
Question, please. Number 12, the skate park. Can you tell me when an expected date for completion of that skate park might be?
Mr. Chair and Commissioner West, the skate park that's proposed is for the Hollister Kellogg Park, the park in Old Town. That property is part of the city's involved in some litigation at the state level to transfer ownership to the city. So once we are able to clear the ownership and resolve that matter, we'll be able to move forward with the construction of that park very quickly. As the commission saw earlier this year, there was some participation from Spahn Ranch, who is the sub-consultant to Van Atta and Associates, who's helping to design the park. So we're getting the project pretty much shovel ready to go. As soon as we get the green light, we'll be ready to roll. I know there's a lot of anticipation for this project, and certainly from the staff level too. So we're unable to give you a direct answer to your question. I wish I could, but that's the best info that I have at this time.
Richard. I did have a question. In fact, I kind of liked all of these orders and all of these items, so can we vote? Just kidding. Actually, they're not in any order, right? So volunteer is number one, although I think we had consensus that volunteer park and trail adoption program is another way of saving money and maximizing the city's unlimited talent.
That's correct. They're numbered just for reference purposes.
Okay. So, and I've got to say wholeheartedly, I approve, endorse, you know, lobby for the Parks Master Plan process. I think that's going to do a lot for the city to focus on, you know, as we move forward, especially with the Kellogg Downtown Park, we're creating a standard. And as funds become available and water becomes restricted, that standard will evolve. So it will become a template for other parks, I think. So I really like, you know, all of the maintenance ideas, the standards for preventive maintenance, park facility inspections, and schedules for replacement. And I realize the city probably has some of that already in place. Mm-hmm. But I want to jump down. Of course, water conservation, hooray. Let's do what we can now when we know that water will be limited in the future. But Lake Los Caneros is really my concern or my comment. We heard from, I think, staff that there was a recommendation or a project for installing an aeration system at the lake. And I raised the question, has there been an environmental assessment, a complete assessment of the lake, to say that that fix will work? And we're on the heels of an El Nino. So if we wait, you know, maybe the lake will refill itself, but it doesn't deal with the maintenance that's required. If we do nothing to Lake Los Caneros, Mother Nature will evolve it to a meadow and then a grassy field. That's the evolution of a lake. It's not manipulated. So I think environmental assessment will give us a lot of the information we really need to make wise decisions about the limited resources that we have. We're next to a premier university who has an awesome environmental science program. We should take advantage of that. So that's what I wanted to comment on.
Mr. Chair and Commissioner Rojas, if Ms. Gaglione could speak to that. I know she has primary responsibility for Lake Los Caneros and might be in a really good position to answer some of your questions and comments.
Yes, thank you. There was a comprehensive environmental study done a number of years ago, actually pre-cityhood. So we would need to dust that. Well, we're going to do more than dust that off. But they recommended aeration. And we put that project on hold during the drought because we've been having testing done. And normally in a healthy lake, it's a dam, so it's not a natural lake. But normally when you have a healthy lake or body of water, you have temperature, you know, stratification. So it's very cool at the bottom, it's warmer at the top. We got to a point with the drought that we had then zero stratification, and it was all warm, top and bottom, and aerating would make it worse. It would just churn things up and quicken the process that was going on, the eutrophication of the lake. So we stopped. But yes, there was a comprehensive environmental study done that showed that that is something that needs to be done for that lake, because it doesn't have a constant freshwater flow in and out. And so we will be looking at that. We will be doing a revising the master plan for that park and for Lake Los Caneros. That the lake has shrunk a lot, you know, because of the sediment. And so we will also be putting together a project where we'll be removing sediment and expanding the lake back to what it was. We have areas you can walk for a few hundred feet. And one of the guys that works for the city told me when he was a kid, he used to be able to roll a boat up to, you know, where these outlets are. And now there's no way. I mean, you're on solid ground. So we are looking at that. It's a large project to do that. And we will have to, you know, go ahead and redo all of, none of the bio is any good anymore. You know, it's been too long. So redo that. But yeah, that's why the aeration was on hold.
Thank you. We really didn't know, so it's good to have you here to explain that. And as you know, by removing the sediment, you'll need to remove the biotic, you know, plant life. And the last time I was there, it looked like a Jurassic Park with, you know, invasive species mm-hmm. crawling through the water. So, mm-hmm. you know, some of the critters will go away as well because they're never natural to that area. So. That's encouraging. I'm really happy to see that. And I do hope we take advantage of the university and our proximity to them and use some of the talent from the young minds over there.
Before we move on, I just want to maybe focus, maybe if we can just look first at the maintenance and safety issues and maybe delve into that a little bit more and then look at each list one by one. I think just to suggest maybe we just say focus on this first page. So did you have something about that, or was
it
something else?
No, I had something else I actually wanted to. Well, I kind of want to revisit, because we've talked about this before, and that was the idea of should we be evaluating some things that, to use Richard's term, low-lying fruit or low-hanging fruit. There's a few things in here I just think it would be up for that we should be discussing or maybe potentially think about prioritizing. And I'm sorry to ruin the plan, but let me just mention real quick, and then we'll figure out where to go from there. And I do agree on the first page with the Parks Master Plan. I think that's number one, first and foremost. That's something really important. But a couple of other quick comments. The joint use agreements with local school districts, which is number 8. Number 11, evaluate baseball, softball, soccer field overlay at Evergreen and Stowe Grove. I think those are two things that we could evaluate and be looking to move forward with. We know that there's the need for additional fields for baseball, softball, soccer, and some of the other sports. So it just seems like those make sense to be able to not only evaluate but move forward with the initial research and potentially be using some of those in the near future. So I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just wanted to identify a few things that seemed to me that we shouldn't have to wait for a major project to be able to start having those conversations.
Other comments?
I'm not sure where we are in this process, but I will add my, I guess, consensus to the Parks Master Plan heading up the list, primarily to give us direction on a lot of these other things. I see the replacement of aging play structures and so on. That would be impacted, I would presume, by some of the design standards that would be developed in that Parks Master Plan. So I'm putting my weight behind it because I think it's a natural element that needs to be in the forefront because it may dictate some of the other elements in this plan.
If I might, item number 4, the replacement of aging play structures, because these as specific areas were called out, the Parks Master Plan, and Mr. Adamides can step in at any time, that's a lengthy process. And what we don't want to do, we don't want to wait for that to make certain things happen. And so we are moving forward with, we've assigned a project manager. We finally were getting some additional staffing and to start looking at getting some specs together for these parks. And we'd be then coming to the commission to talk about what play elements maybe for each park and how that's going to go forward. Now, the last time we've done a couple of parks, we didn't have a park and rec commission. So we'll have to talk about how we bring this to you to get your input on that. So these 4 parks, we don't want to wait for a master plan. We want to go ahead and get these play structures fixed. The other thing is that certain elements, looking at our maintenance manual and how we're doing things, we have engaged JPIA, who's our insurance carrier. They're a joint powers insurance agency. And we've had inspections already. We've had certified playground inspectors come out, and we're working on revamping the way that we do our inspections of frequencies and how we're logging those. So there are some things already happening to improve that. So by the time we get those in the master plan, we will have already had an upgraded, up-to-date with, like I said, the certified playground inspector and everything helping us put together what we need to do legally to make sure that we're taking care of everything at the parks.
If I can respond to that comment, I don't believe any of us want to derail any of the current projects that are underway. But when we're talking about prioritization and focusing on some of the elements from the needs assessment, I think that goes right up the list.
Yes.
For what limited resources are left over that aren't already on a project like the Old Town Park or, as you said, some of the things that are already in play. But I think that it behooves us to move and put what little resources we have into getting that because there still may be time then, even though you are doing those things from a liability concern, which I'm sure I support, by the time you get to the 4th one, maybe we have some design standards that we can then, work into that project. But that's all I'm saying. I don't want to derail anything that we're doing. And in fact, if you looked at this list and you asked me which priority number 1 would be, it would be 5 for me because I'm a tennis player and the tennis court's resurfacing. But it's already happening, and I certainly don't want to derail that. So anyway.
Yeah, and so I didn't mean to suggest that. I guess I wanted you to know that there's things that are moving forward, that you're seeing these things on the list and some things we are doing. I will tell you the Evergreen Tennis Court Resurfacing project, That will probably, it'll go out to bid next month. It's turned into a complete replacement. Yeah. So we'll, it'll be a pre-stressed or post-stressed concrete slab, new slab, and it'll be completely new. So.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you, please, about item number 14. I don't know, a year or two ago, whenever we had all those community hearings, one of the things that was repeatedly said by so many to us was not a request for more, but just a request that please can we make existing fields safe. And I believe we heard that again and again. So I was wondering, hearing what you said about the Parks Master Plan taking some time to develop as we go, is there any immediate, perhaps in 2016, intent to go out there and upgrade some of the fields, you know, where the kids play that we heard about?
Thank you, Commissioner West. I'll clarify the intent behind that recommendation. What we heard at the various community meetings were two things. One, that they would like, the community would like some consistency across parks as far as the condition of the field, what's available. And that was the field condition as well as things like sidewalks and signage. We also heard the need for some of that immediate maintenance as it related to gopher holes, grass. I know we are limited as far as watering the fields. I know a lot of community members were a little, bummed that a lot of our parks had brown, grass, but there was a reason behind that. But the comment for the immediate maintenance was about the gopher kind of issues and turf, but also more of that long-term planning for consistency across all of our parks.
So I'm agreeing with what you just said, so I guess I'm going to bounce it back to you as a question then. So by looking at number 14, are we scheduled to begin doing that on a serious basis come 2016? I don't actually see that in print here.
Well, the long-term planning can certainly be part of the Parks Master Plan. And I know Public Works has a parks maintenance budget that they really try to get to as much of these issues as possible, but I don't know if there's any more intensive work planned.
No, right now there isn't. When you talk about gopher holes, one of the things that we have to look at is we're pesticide poison-free park. That means there's going to be some gopher holes, and maybe when we get to the point of actually having some soccer fields and other things, we may have to look at an exception for those fields to try to keep that from happening, because otherwise it's pretty much impossible to keep to not have gopher holes in a park if you want to have a natural park. And some of the soccer fields and playing fields we have now are in Gersh Park, which we don't own. So I don't know how that plays into this.
That's correct. Those formal fields are at Gersh Park, and I think they were more referring to informal use the parks as play fields, but that's correct. The issue with the gopher holes is something that will be ongoing.
Yeah, Richard.
Going back a couple of steps here, we talked about the aeration system for the lake, and we talked about some of the things that are planned for the city is planning, like the tennis courts resurfacing. Can we, by a suggestion, add a notes section to the right of this kind of a spreadsheet so staff, like our public works director, can input, like for the lake, there was a study in XXX. It's old, it's not current. We'll have to, step A, invest in an updated study and then reevaluate the options for treating the lake and, or get something going with UCSB or whatever it is that we're going to do so that, we're talking about this next year, we're not kind of rethinking it. I think all of us know that most of the play fields are in Gersh Park and that what we heard from the community was they want practice fields. And we heard from Gersh Park, don't build anything. because we want them to come to Gersh Park. So we have to figure out what's best for the residents of the city. So I think protecting their investment in their parks is a priority. So how do we do that? The play equipment. Does the city now have an adopt a play equipment or adopt a park program? Because it always comes back to money. There's limited money in every year, and we know that this budget is 2 years into the future already. So we're not going to change that. But if we develop an adopt-a-park program, we can have partnerships with, you know, the businesses. And once the city staff identifies the highest priorities in replacing equipment, then that group or this group can lobby for partnerships.
We do not currently, I believe, have that kind of program, but that is what is behind number one on your list, was that type of program. We would need to, you know, do some research on how those are structured and come back to you with that information.
And we do have money in the next 2 year budget for some equipment replacement.
And looking at this list, it would seem more appropriate, in my opinion, to look at the items that don't have any current planning efforts or energy behind them. A lot of them, you know, we all support, for instance, support the Parks Master Plan, replacement of the aging structures, the skate park. We know that there's some energy and some effort behind them, so that in and of itself gives it some priority. And I think, you know, right off the top, some of the other things that I think would be good to get in the queue, definitely the volunteer park and trail adoption program, an inspection, evaluation of the park sidewalks, concrete, and turf conditions at city parks, so we know that what we'd be looking at in the future for any type of repair. Joint use agreements, absolutely. Park lighting for Gersh Park, you know, I think we can utilize our existing fields, and that's something that might be fairly easy to do to expand those play hours as a first step. And on to senior recreation study and community calendars. Somewhat simple, easier things that could be further studied or get some energy behind. So that's just my two cents.
Great, thank you. I was thinking maybe if we could just go around and list some of, I mean, I think that was a good way of just kind of listing a couple of the priorities that are sticking out. That way staff will have a better sense as a whole of what the priorities of the commission are. So if we could maybe do that, but I did see that you had your hand up.
Well, I just wanted to expand upon for a moment number 18, the senior recreation study, and to, I know it was discussed briefly at the last meeting, and I wanted to dialogue for a little bit about what 2016 might look like on studying senior recreation and as a result of the Parks and Recreation Commission. So mm-hmm. I would love to do what you said, is further look at this and see where we could go.
Okay. This is my, I guess, intent from the last meeting on the senior recreation information. We felt like we didn't have enough information. We didn't have you, which would have been a nice resource to have at that time. But what I believe we came out of from that brief discussion was the need to get a better needs assessment, essentially, of that particular element. We didn't feel like the needs assessment gave us enough information that we could even prioritize it. So that was, I think that it was Richard's idea to do a subcommittee or something like that, but put us to work to further that assessment so that then we can roll it in. But that was my understanding. If anyone has any clarification, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we decided that we needed more information on how to address the needs. Like, I think we recognize that there are needs that are not being addressed, but that was kind of it. And then we talked about, I think the initial suggestion was maybe doing another study, I mean, another like survey or something, and then we batted that around, and I think decided maybe against doing something formal like that, like doing a whole study, but then maybe like a focus group. And I think some of the ideas that are listed here, maybe a focus group, or the subcommittee. That was another idea that came up. So some way of delving into the issue a little bit more.
Okay.
I love that idea. And so how do we move forward with either initiating a informal focus group or a subcommittee?
I think that the rest of the discussion was that would be something we do in the upcoming meetings. You know,
okay.
Kind of, I hate to say table this, but essentially we're tabling it because we don't feel we can give it a priority in this prioritization process, but we know it's an issue. We just don't have enough information. So that was my intent, at least. I don't know if that was commission's intent.
Are there other thoughts on this issue?
Yeah, I think we go back to the consultants, both the document, the assessment, the rec needs assessment, and the presentation. And what I got from it, I'm not sure if others saw this as well, but the data was shallow. It wasn't deep like it was for play fields and, you know, trails and more active recreation. Part of that, what we heard from the consultant, was that if you don't have anything, they're not going to say they like it because it doesn't exist. And we heard from the several presenters, especially with the community center folks, that we have agencies that provide services for seniors. They're just not provided by the city of Goleta. So, and they're very busy, and they're great. But if you're a general resident taking a survey by phone or by email or by however you took it, and you're not a participant of those programs, it's not going to have a value to you. So the idea is to drill down just a little bit deeper. Maybe it starts with a one-page survey, electronic survey attached to our newsletter, the city's newsletter, saying we're going to follow up on this. You know, tell us, you know, here are some list of things that the city and or our partners provide, and then just kind of drill down and find out some more about that. And then from there, you could spin off and do a focus group. And I think the city staff has probably had some experience with both the Kellogg Park experience and the assessment survey and other things that they're working on. We could get to a place without spending a lot of money and a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, I saw Heidi's hand up.
I agree that we do need that additional information, and I concur with, you know, kind of summarizing what we discussed. But I even think it could be as simple as forming a subcommittee and having us go talk to seniors. Let's go to retirement communities. Let's go to the senior center. Instead of engaging the consultant and spending that money, couldn't a subcommittee do that? Couldn't we talk to them? What are you doing? What do you want to do? What services are out there? Let's talk to those people who are already providing these services and see kind of where the gap is and get our, you know, our own kind of feel for what's missing instead of going through a more expensive process. It seems like we could do something like that more hands-on.
And Daryl?
I have to say, as someone who worked in geriatrics for over 30 years in this community, we are blessed by an abundance of nonprofits serving seniors, just like Richard said. I mean, they do exist. And there are many excellent services, from lunches to in-home supportive services to all types of activities. And I think perhaps maybe some seniors don't know of the existence of all the other services that are already out there. And perhaps at no cost to the city, could we, as a commission, just somehow summarize all of that and get the word out to seniors? I know that the Area Agency on Aging provides a wonderful free directory of services that are available to all seniors and all adult children. They're available everywhere in town, from libraries to the Goleta Valley Community Center. So a lot of what Richard said is quite true. A lot of that's already in place. So after listening to you all, I realized that, you know, we don't need to reinvent the wheel, and perhaps just a subcommittee kind of focusing on that and then educating all of us and educating our senior residents and adult children. Maybe that's really all we need to do to really adequately cover this.
And I wanted to add, perhaps having some speakers come to our meeting, you know, and giving more information to share would be as well. I saw Luce.
What I would suggest to the commission is if this looking at senior recreation in more in-depth focus is something that by consensus we're hearing from the commission is a priority, what staff could do is come back at your next meeting or the one right after that with a staff report with a menu of options for how to achieve that. Establishing a subcommittee is definitely an option. As a Brown Act body, there is somewhat of a formal process to establishing that. So we would come back with that information as well as our staff evaluation of the pros and cons, if you will, of a subcommittee versus a consultant study versus a series of focus groups. And if there are any other types of options that the commission has, we can include in that. And that would really give you all a broader look at what's available and what each option might entail and how to achieve this.
Yeah, I just wanted to offer two things. One is the city utilized, I think it was Cal Poly San Luis Obispo's graduate design program to do one of the focus groups. I don't know, was Love Goleta or one of those projects?
I don't recall.
No, I think there was a senior project.
But what was
for
the project?
Something related to a
Old Town, downtown.
Yeah,
yes.
Seeing if we could fit two lanes in Old Town. So it was. That's what Cal Poly.
So there's another option that we could maybe explore having them come to town and help us. And I wanted to clarify for Commissioner West, we weren't looking for a one page or one side all of all senior services. It was that we felt that the data for seniors was minimal or missing. So we wanted to make sure we didn't exclude them as we start to plan, you know, with a master plan or with, you know, different particular recreation facilities and exclude them from the process, either what they need or what they'd like or what they, you know, need would like to do with their recreational time. So it's really going to be focused on recreation.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, if I could, we already in Public Works, there's a gal who has a program, it's called the Center for Successful Aging. I'm blanking on her name right now. But, you know, she interfaces with all of these seniors and then comes to Public Works and says, hey, there's a concern about this in this area of sidewalk, and this is a problem. And that, and these sorts of folks who are, you know, running these great, right, and they're right there talking with these folks. They're a great source of information that initially is free, and I don't know what the process is engaging them further, but they're just a wealth of information, and they are very good at eliciting information from seniors and understanding their concerns. So yeah, it's a great resource that could be tapped into.
Great. All right, well, thank you. It seems like there's definitely a consensus that we want to explore this issue further, and staff will come back with some recommendations of how we do that. So thank you. Yes, moving on, any other comments?
Sure, are we ready to do kind of our general?
Yeah, I think we're doing our round robin, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I like to keep mine, I mean, there's all sorts of things on this list that I would love to, you know, get behind and focus on, but I know that we have limited resources, and I don't want to distract, I guess, from what I believe are the essentials. Even though my choices are largely bureaucratic in nature and not concrete. But anyway, like I said, I'm putting my weight or prioritization behind the number two, the Parks Master Plan. Again, it's not pretty or it's not sexy, but I think it's an essential element and one that with our limited resources we put behind. And then the other one is, again, the joint use agreements with the local school districts. Again, because some of what may come out of that might impact some of the other items on the list. So for me, I'm just going to say those two and let it be at that.
Okay.
Other
comments?
Okay, I think I already commented on it, but I'm just going to add one more time. In no particular order, I didn't mention, but 20, incorporate community calendar. I think we should be really aware of what recreational opportunities there are and how we're incorporating them in the calendar and how the calendar is used more frequently, or maybe it is used frequently. I don't know. So number 20, I mentioned this already, but number 8, joint use agreements with local school districts. I do think 9, park lighting would be great, although I know that lighting can be tricky. But add that. And I still think we could evaluate the baseball, softball, number 11, soccer field overlay at Evergreen Park, just to get more information on that, you know, breakdown of what that would, since we heard over and over, especially from our families and kids, that the use of more, and even in adult leagues as well, the use of or need for more parks was pretty prevalent. So I mentioned those. And then I don't think we need to mention, but we said number 4, that's already in the works. And number 2, master plan.
All right, yeah, Dave.
I just want to clarify on the youth and senior programming, having youth more included in this needs assessment. Like you said, with the community calendar and having that more publicized for the community. As well as number 2, the park master plan, having to deal with the water conservation and what's happening now.
Well, I'm sorry, the last thing you said?
Number 2.
Oh, okay. The situation you're in right now. All right. Thank you. Yeah, Daryl.
I would just like staff to give a little update on number 15. I personally love the idea of what I see in print already, that for the trails and the paths, we have a partnership with the Trails Council, and I love the idea that we're really working on the bike paths. So it says that that's already in the consulting stage, is that correct? Could someone expand upon that just a little bit?
Yes, so the bike ped master plan, we received a grant, and we hope to be making a consultant selection next week. And then we would have, that would be our recommendation, and then take to council. So that master plan will look at all of the bicycle and pedestrian needs throughout the city, and it will have a lot of public input. I think Santa Barbara has recently gone through their process. There'll be a lot of public input, partnering with the Bicycle Coalition and those advocacy groups.
Thank you. That's exciting.
Okay. Did you have other things that you want to bring up?
I have already.
Okay. Well, I think I'll put in my 2 cents. I'd like to put my support behind some of the things that we already talked about, the Parks Master Plan and the Volunteer Trails Adoption Program. I think those are worthy and should be explored. I think the joint use agreements, that seems to come up a lot, and I think that there's a lot of interest in that, so I'd like us to make that a priority to pursue that. I would also like to put the bike paths in there as something of a priority. It seems like we're moving forward on that anyway, but I just want to make sure that that continues to, you know, be on the radar with this group. And then the senior recreation study and the calendar as well, I think those are important. I had a question maybe for you, Rosemary, about the Civic Center. Would you be able to give us an update on the status of that?
Oh, that would actually be Mr. Adamidis.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'd like to thank Ms. Caglioni for that. Mr. Chair and members of the commission, the continued work is underway with the Civic Center, proposed Civic Center for Old Town. There are some studies that are underway, including a traffic study, to analyze what kind of traffic impacts would occur in Old Town as a result of the Civic Center, which is a pretty significant undertaking, as well as some environmental work. We expect to be back before the council sometime, hopefully in January, with a complete update on the work and bringing the design team with us to conduct that presentation. Our last workshop, I think, was in July of this year. And since that time, we've been kind of refining and doing some revisions as a result of the council input that we received. So as of right now, that's kind of where we're at. We're still in the kind of defining the project stage, and look forward to coming back to the council probably in January. So we'll be happy to provide an update at that time.
Yeah, and I guess the reason I'm asking is that in terms of our programming efforts in particular, our youth and senior programming, and it seems like it's utilized as a programming space, and so I would like us to be able to think about in context of that and how that will look moving forward.
Yes.
Other thoughts, questions?
How is this going to be used, or will it be used, this spreadsheet?
Commissioner Rojas, the spreadsheet that you have before you was for the purposes of our discussion. But as far as doing an annual update or status to the commission, it could be something like this, a matrix of sorts with some updates and as well as an accompanying staff report. But for the purposes of tonight, it was just for reference and discussion purposes.
So my suggestion would be for you to consider using this as a public communication tool by just developing just a little bit more. I don't want to burden staff with work, but the idea of having notes, maybe even opportunities and some comments and some challenges, you know, if a budget's a challenge or if land ownership is a challenge, like for the Old Town Kellogg Park, so that if someone were interested in one of these projects because they've been following the needs assessment process, they could see where we're at in the process. And that would, I think, give me a little satisfaction in knowing that our efforts are, you know, heard and recorded and we're held accountable, because we'll talk about these again in a year and what have we done. And so I think that would be helpful. If there's a way of, you know, flushing out a little bit, make it a little bit prettier, and then put it as an attachment or a link to a public site, I think it might be worth it to see the kind of comments we get from responding to the interest.
Thank you. We'll certainly take that into consideration.
You know, one thought, what that brought to mind to me, the Project Goleta website, where there's an update of information about what projects are going on citywide. And I refer to that regularly just to see what's going on, what's happening, what's the status of things that are happening. And something like this could be distilled into, you know, a website of that nature that people could look and see, like, the, you know, what is being proposed, what's being thought about, what are the priorities of the city.
Yes, thank you.
I had a quick question. Do we have a Park and Rec Commission page on the city's website?
We do. It's under construction. We have, as you know, been undergoing, our public information officer, Ms. Valerie Kushnerov, has been undergoing the project of our brand new city's website, and that is in her queue to work with me to really make that a more robust page, and we envision having all of these rec needs assessment documents on that page in an accessible format, so it's not just you know, this full PDF of 100 plus pages, but kind of more broken up to make it easier for residents to get to particular sections. So that is planned.
As I'm looking through my notes here, I realized that there was one thing I wanted to mention under the Gersh Park, the park lighting, number 9, and it mentions that it would require further discussion with Gersh Park to evaluate options, and I think that idea there was to have lighting so that the activities at the park could go further into the evening. And in addition to having discussion with Gersh Park, I think it would also be important to have discussions with the neighbors. And so I'm assuming that's included in that, but I just wanted to make sure because it specifically said discussing it with Gersh Park.
Mr. Chair and members of the commission, absolutely. As you'll recall, when we had the site tour with Gersh, I'm trying to remember.
Ryan
Harrington, the CEO, I think the manager, general manager of the park, he brought up the sensitivity from the neighbors and the lighting issue in particular. So it's absolutely part of what we envision to be part of this process.
Great. Anything else? Has everyone had a chance to say their piece? Okay.
Well, and to recap for the commission, I have a list of the things that you've all brought up, and in no particular order. Those are the park and or trail adoption program, the parks master plan, the community calendar, joint use agreements with the local school districts, a senior recreation study or focus, and then also the park lighting project. And like we mentioned, that doesn't mean that the rest of these are not going to happen or that we're not going to look at them again. It just gives staff an area of focus to really look at in the next year.
Staff also just wanted to share that we had envisioned, at least I had envisioned, handing you a bunch of dots and going through the traumatic experience of putting dots on, but we thought we would spare you, and I think the process tonight was pretty streamlined and was worthwhile to hear all of your feedback tonight and capture it for us here at staff level. And as indicated in the matrix here, there are some efforts that are already underway, and we won't lose sight of that fact, and it's important to share with the commission that throughout the year, particularly next year as we come back, we'll be providing periodic updates for you. We will be approaching the mid-year budget cycle process for the budget. So we'll be looking at things to share with you to get your input as we connect not only with the Department of Public Works, who you see here tonight, but also as we work with the other departments at the city who have a piece of one or more of these things that we're talking about on this matrix, as well as the work that you're aware that we're doing with the council, because they control the budget process, and they've asked for feedback from staff, from the commission, on what's important, what the priorities are, and this process is valuable to help give that clarity.
Great. And I just want to be clear, I mean, I think all of us agree that all of these things are important.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think that this is the difficult test of really distilling down and prioritizing the multiple
Absolutely.
Priorities. And so just for anyone, you know, that's listening, is just that I don't think that we are recommending that any of these things be taken off of the list.
Correct.
And that this already is a reduced list from where we started from, which had many, many different things on it. So
I did also want to just share with the commission, earlier this week, there was an important item that occurred that I didn't want to go unnoticed in Ms. Gaglione's department, and that is the swearing in of a new deputy public works director, Ms. Kathy Garcia. And if Ms. Gaglione appears to be a little bit more calmer now, staff is certainly really excited to have another staff member of the management team for the Department of Public Works, because the commission should know that there is a very significant capital improvement program here at the city, over a couple hundred million dollars, a quarter billion dollars, which is very significant for a city our size. And I believe the commission is aware of beyond the number, it's a very significant level of work. And we're certainly pleased as team members with Ms. Gaglione and her department to see that she's getting some help. And I know the council was excited too, so we didn't want to miss that opportunity to share that with you, because what that really means is some of these things that we're talking about will be, we'll have some additional help and some additional eyes on. So,
yes.
I'm sorry, I talked about your department. I should have just let you talk about it. But I was excited.
You're smiling, that's good.
I was excited as much as you were, so. It's a team effort, is what I'm trying to say. So.
Absolutely.
Great, thank you. And we appreciate your time and being here tonight and being able to fill us in on some of this stuff. So thank you. All right, I think that wraps up item B1, and then if we could go along to B2.
Thank you. So we are at that time again where this is your last meeting of the calendar year. And you have in your staff report a proposed schedule of meetings for 2016. Just as a reminder, these dates have already been vetted by the availability of this room, our TV crew, as well as clerk and city staff. So hopefully you've been able to check your calendars and these dates work. But of course, as we have in the past, if there is a conflict with a particular date, we can go back and look for an alternative date.
Thank you. Commissioners, have you had a chance to look at the dates? Are there any objections to any of the dates that are proposed? Oh, it was in the agenda packet?
The packet.
It was the last page of the packet?
Would you like to, I can list them off. They're all on Wednesday, and it's January 27th, March 30th, May 25th. I'm sorry, I should slow down if you're writing them down.
There's no way to project it, is there?
I can finish this pretty
okay.
quick. July 27th, September 28th, and November 30th.
And what we can do is if we can get in concept approval of these dates from the commission, I can send an email out just so you have those. And if there is any conflict, as we've done in the past, we can get a tally from the group to if there's a need to change any of the dates, and we can do that via email.
I will conceptually be there.
Do you need approval?
Do we need to?
Yes.
Let's do it. Right, is there a motion to approve?
I'll move it, sure.
Okay, is there a second?
I second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any objections? No? Okay,
Thank you.
I think they're approved. Thank you very much. Okay, moving along, we're future agenda items. The next regular meeting, it looks like it's going to be January 27th.
Yes, and at that meeting, we hope to have an update perhaps on some of these work needs priorities that we've gotten tonight. There's also some commission business at that meeting. We will have the rotation of the chair and vice chair at that meeting. And at that time, also introduce the new student commissioner. I know Mr. Adamaitis will fill you in on that process.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Adamaitis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the commission and the directors' report. Just a couple things for you. First off, staff really wants to express our thanks for your support and your work efforts this year in really covering a very busy year as we look back for 2015. It's amazing that we're already here at the end of the year. But as everyone knows, the completion of the REC needs assessment was a very important milestone for the commission's history, as well as for the city. And it's an important planning document. It's a capital projects document. It encompasses a very significant piece of Goleta, which involves parks and recreation. And so the commission should feel really proud when you look back for 2015 that was an important process. We worked with a good consultant. We had a lot of community outreach. We met with a lot of residents, and it was good to be part of that process. So I'm proud of that as I look back from a staff standpoint. Staff wants to thank the chair and vice chair for their leadership, as well as for the commission for all the work that you have provided. Staff also wants to congratulate Ms. Jade Sinskull for her class president nomination, senior class president nomination. So, and I believe you've accepted, right? So it's not something you're thinking about. You're going to do it, right? You've accepted it? Okay. I was just hoping you could stay on the commission, but anyway, we do want to congratulate you, and it's important to hear from the student member also that they're on the commission. So we'll be going through that process next year. And looking forward to a busy 2016, and we'll start off at the end of January with a full calendar of activity and events and stuff that we'll be bringing to you. So please have a safe and happy holiday season, and we'll see you in January.
And if I might add, was able to check with our city clerk just before this meeting, and they do have planned to go to the city council for that appointment of the student commissioner at their December 15th meeting. So if you'd like to either come to that meeting or watch to see the interviews that Jade went through in her appointment, you'll see that appointment process. Otherwise, we'll be happy to introduce that person at your January meeting.
Great. Thank you very much. All right. And thank you to staff for all of your hard work. We really appreciate it. It's been a great year, and couldn't do it without you. Okay, I think that's it. So I think I'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Door. I played the field, though none appealed, and how my fingers burned. But that was long ago. Another time, as far as. Another time, as far as.